Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a world where electric vehicles and renewable energy are the norm, but the supply of critical minerals needed to power them is controlled by just a few countries, including China. This is the reality India faces today, as it seeks to reduce its 100% import dependence on lithium, cobalt, and nickel, essential for clean energy and electric vehicles. The global energy transition, which involves replacing fossil fuels with electric vehicles, solar panels, and wind turbines, is as much a minerals challenge as it is an engineering challenge. The batteries that power EVs require lithium for lithium-ion battery cathodes, cobalt for cathode stability in NMC-NCA batteries, nickel for high-energy density cathode formulations, manganese for lower-cost LFP battery variants, and graphite for anodes, nearly all of which come from China currently. Solar panels require silicon, silver, and tellurium, while wind turbines use rare earth elements, particularly neodymium and dysprosium for the permanent magnets in offshore wind turbines and EV motors. Defense and semiconductor applications add gallium, germanium, and indium to the list. The challenge is that the mining, refining, and processing of these minerals are highly concentrated in a small number of countries and dominated by China. India, like the US, EU, Japan, and Australia, is highly exposed to supply disruptions from this concentration. A technological war, sanctions, or geopolitical crisis involving China could cut India off from the minerals it needs to achieve its own clean energy targets, which include 500 gigawatts of renewable energy by 2030 and 30% EV penetration by 2030. So, what does India have in terms of mineral resources? India is mineral-rich in certain categories, such as mica, where it is one of the world's largest producers, accounting for around 25% of global production. India is also the second largest producer of bauxite and aluminium globally, with large refining capacity through companies like Nalco, Vedant, and Hindalco. Additionally, India is the third largest producer of iron ore, which fuels its domestic steel industry. India also has significant reserves of chromite, titanium, and thorium, with around 30% of the world's thorium reserves, which is important for its future nuclear program. However, India lacks critical minerals like lithium, cobalt, nickel, and graphite, which are essential for clean energy and electric vehicles. India has no significant domestic reserves of lithium, cobalt, or nickel, and is 100% import dependent on these minerals. While India has monazite sand deposits that contain rare earth elements, its processing capacity is limited. India also has no significant production of graphite. To address these gaps, the Indian government launched the National Critical Mineral Mission, or NCMM, in 2025, with a corpus of 34,300 crore rupees, which will run from 2025 to 2031. The NCMM has six strategic pillars, including domestic exploration, overseas asset acquisition through Kabil, domestic processing and refining, recycling and circular economy, international partnerships, and legislative reform. The Geological Survey of India, or GSI, has been tasked with conducting 500 critical mineral exploration projects over 7 years, targeting minerals like lithium, cobalt, nickel, and rare earth elements. The GSI has already completed 368 such projects. Kabil, or Khanij Bidesh India Limited, is a joint venture between Nalco, HCL, and MECL, and its mandate is to identify, acquire, and develop critical mineral assets outside India. Kabil has made significant progress, including a 200 crore rupees agreement in Argentina for lithium brine blocks in the Catamarca province, and discussions on 5 lithium security projects in Australia under the India-Australia Critical Minerals Partnership. However, The challenge with Kabil is that while India can identify and acquire mineral assets, the refining infrastructure for these minerals is still largely based in China. The NCMM also includes incentives for building domestic refining capacity for critical minerals, as well as a recycling incentive scheme to recover critical minerals from electronic waste. India generates enormous volumes of electronic waste, ranking third globally, and the recycling incentive scheme aims to recover 40 kilotons of critical minerals annually from e-waste by 2030. India is also a member of the Mineral Security Partnership, or MSP, a 14-nation grouping that includes the US, EU, UK, Japan, and Australia, among others. The MSP aims to coordinate investment in mineral supply chains and share geological information to reduce China's dominance in the critical minerals sector. India's role in the MSP is to contribute its processing capacity in exchange for partner countries' lithium and cobalt resources. The Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Act, 2025, has also granted the central government exclusive authority over 24 strategic minerals, overriding state government auction rights for these minerals. This is significant, as mineral rights for non-coal, non-atomic minerals had traditionally been with the states under the 7th schedule. India has also signed a critical minerals investment partnership with Australia in 2022, which identifies 5 lithium security projects in Australia for joint development, as well as shared geological survey data and Australia's commitment to prioritize Indian offtake from Australian mines. Australia has the world's largest lithium reserves, accounting for around 40% of global reserves, and is already a major exporter. But why does this matter geopolitically? China has spent 30 years building a systematic, state-directed strategy to dominate critical mineral supply chains, including cobalt mines in the Democratic Republic of Congo, lithium refining capacity, and rare earth element production. China has also imposed export controls on gallium and germanium, and restricted graphite exports, signaling its willingness to weaponize its mineral dominance. India's domestic copper production and aluminium capacity give it some leverage, but its exposure to lithium, cobalt, and rare earth elements remains acute. The China Plus One supply chain diversification strategy, pursued by Japanese, South Korean, and US companies relocating some manufacturing outside China, creates an opportunity for India. However, without domestic refining capacity for battery minerals, India remains a downstream assembler rather than a vertically integrated manufacturer. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The National Critical Mineral Mission, or NCMM, was launched in 2025 with a corpus of 34,300 crore rupees, which will run from 2025 to 2031. Kabil, or Khanij Bidesh India Limited, is a joint venture between NALCO, HCL, and MECL, and its mandate is to identify, acquire, and develop critical mineral assets outside India. The Mineral Security Partnership, or MSP, is a 14-nation grouping that includes India, the US, EU, UK, Japan, and Australia, among others. The Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Act, 2025, has granted the central government exclusive authority over 24 strategic minerals. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to your prelims preparation, as you need to remember key facts like the launch of the NCMM, the mandate of Kabil, and the members of the MSP. It is also relevant to your mains preparation, as you need to understand the implications of India's critical mineral profile, the challenges and opportunities in the sector, and the geopolitical context of mineral supply chains. In conclusion, India's race to secure the energy transition supply chain is a critical challenge that requires a comprehensive approach, including domestic exploration, overseas asset acquisition, domestic processing and refining, recycling and circular economy, international partnerships, and legislative reform. As India seeks to reduce its dependence on imported critical minerals, it must navigate the complex geopolitics of mineral supply chains and build strategic partnerships to secure its energy future.